Hi, this is Skip Mancini. Crispy days and cool nights make fall one of the busiest times of the year. I hope you can take a quick break from gardening chores and join me now for Growing on the High Plains. This summer will go down in my gardening history as the season of winged wonders. I can't remember a season so filled with butterflies. And I'm sure the reason has much to do with the success of past pollinator plantings. A couple of years ago, I vowed to incorporate plants that are low water users and can take the heat of our high plains summers. In choosing a xeriscape plan, I wound up adding a large number of blooming perennials that are native to our listening area and are high on the menu preferred by a variety of butterflies. As the plants have prospered, butterflies have spread the word that there's lots of good eatin' at the Mancini Cafe. And by creating a landscape that attracts pollinators, I'm providing food and shelter for many declining insect species, including monarch butterflies and a variety of bees. If you'd like to create a native plant garden that will attract our fluttering friends, look for a sunny site that is sheltered from strong winds. And try to put a water source nearby, either in the form of a small bubbling fountain, a bird bath, or a simple shallow area that, with occasional sprinkling, can provide a damp earth area for butterflies to extract some much-needed moisture. Put flowering plants in clusters so there are masses of blooms rather than individual ones. Also, choose a diversity of plants to attract a diversity of pollinators. Size, height, shape, and color are all road signs that nectar and pollen-loving insects will be drawn to. When planning your garden, look for a palette of plants that will provide blooms in succession through spring, summer, and fall. Different pollinators fly at different times of the growing seasons, so be sure to have early bloomers for those first brave bees that are looking for a good breakfast, followed by summertime lunches for the insect bunch, and finally hearty suppers that the autumn butterflies can sup as the weather turns cooler. Don't forget to include flowering trees and shrubs, especially butterfly bush and Russian sage if you have the room. Tuck in some herbs like dill and parsley to provide food sources for the swallowtails. And by all means, look for milkweeds and plant several in different areas. This plant is critical to the life cycle of the monarch butterfly, whose worldwide population is dwindling as they are threatened by habitat loss and increased use of insecticide sprays. Look for plants labeled Asclepias, or common swamp or butterfly milkweed, to provide the only known food source for monarch larvae as they go through the process of turning from caterpillar to beautiful butterfly. Other high plains pollinators that will choose to make your place a home will probably include painted ladies, sulfurs, admirals, and fritillaries, with an occasional morning cloak joining the bunch. Establishing a butterfly garden will provide you with a jewel box that can open to reveal delicate colors and designs during three seasons of the year. And don't be surprised if the insects aren't joined by some traveling hummingbirds that might stop by for a nip and a night's rest. If you'd like to look at a list of native plants that I've had success with in this year's pollinator habitat, you can go to our website at hppr.org and click on Growing on the High Plains. Some information used in writing this story came from the folks at the Dick Arboretum in Heston, Kansas.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.